All right, guys.
We're coming at you live.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, Nerd's favorite D&D podcast.
All right.
Yay. Where we last left the party off, they are on the pirate island of Sartosa.
Unfortunately.
They defeated an undead curse. They're trying to stop a demonic incursion. They have their own cult now?
Correct.
Unfortunately.
Yep. Investigating the Temple of Manon again after getting their asses beat last time.
Whoa. I don't know if I'd go so far as to call it last time. We're still here.
It's the next day.
Mm.
Anyway, they went in. Gregor went in to the altar in the temple where the gifts that Ak had placed were waiting. Yep. Touched a seashell and is...
Unprompted. Just did it.
Now in a pink and purple and blue...
I'm in the pink pony club.
You are in the pink pony club.
Yep.
In a silk kimono, every time he blinks, the pattern changes. He does seem to have some version of his favorite weapons. And as you think about Pink Pony Club, it starts playing in the background and the mist flashes in to the music.
What have you done?
Is it the Mojo Dojo?
It's a Pink Pony Club.
We are here dojoing?
Casa House?
Casa House?
So yeah, let's go around and introduce ourselves.
Ben, start it off.
If we have to.
I'm Ben. I play Ak, the kobold monk, I guess skink in this universe. He's a monk and warlock of Ulric, you know, the little pup of Mindheim, Ulric's favorite little boy. He's just a little guy.
Favorite little boy.
Okay. Yeah. Amber, you're next.
I kind of hate it.
He's five.
Like a star pattern.
I am Amber, your DM.
Wow. How
solid.
Interesting.
No titles, no nothing. Wow.
I'm just God.
Oh, tell is that story. All?
Is that
yeah.
it?
Oh, okay.
I don't need titles.
Amber the Danger
Zach,
Bean.
Go ahead. Zach, Gregor, Champion Ulric, at the Pink Pony Club. It's where he's just going to keep on dancing.
I'm Fig playing Kronk Enator, owner of the Mojo Dojo Casa House.
Embarrassing.
Really bummed that... this cult is super, super awesome, and I don't get to really fully appreciate it around my friends.
Yeah, because you'd have them committing war crimes.
Sign here, please.
Yeah. Shit.
I expected if any of them survive, that's how it's going to end.
Cindy playing Fargrim, Dwarf Slayer, a.k.a. Wide Angry Boy, and really unamused by this cult. Very frustrated with the entire situation.
Should probably get them to sign before.
Could one say that you're wangry?
I don't even know what that means.
Skibbity Rizzler? Why angry?
You should probably get all the cultists to sign your little pack before we go. Yeah, before we go get them murdered by
Zayn.
Let's
will not.
Not
do that.
Let's not.
As cool and entertaining as they are, I will not have my Swifties be what outs me in front of the squad.
Well, yeah, but you just play it off as something.
I thought,
like, hey,
I thought they were just
human. We've got like an NDA for you to sign. Yeah. Like, we can't be held liable for anything
or
as we go in there.
It's been ruled that he can't trick people into signing documents
after
anymore.
Willing participants, and it has to be legible for them. So I'm not just going to fucking... I mean, at least half of you can read.
Well, I don't think Farge can read.
Embarrassing.
Even though he's got readers.
I can read. Not well.
Also, Jerholm is illiterate and can't read.
Hell yeah, dog. You gotta read it for
it. I gotta say it out loud. Fuck.
Yep. You like whisper to him. So, your soul's gonna go to Zinch.
Go ahead.
What
was the last part?
All right, Jer, so what's the plan?
So I'm still
picking up with Gregor, who is
I'm in the Pink Pony Club.
True.
I'm gonna keep on dancing.
As your song finishes for the eighth time, a bird is gonna come flying up into your path.
I'm gonna throw my hammer at it.
Okay. Your hammer goes
threat!
Right through it and vanishes into the mist.
I'm gonna imagine the hammer back in my hand now. Is that how that works?
Stays gone.
Fuck! I thought I had
played yourself.
I thought I kinda knew what was up.
And I don't.
The bird's going to look at you, and as you look at it, you're going to realize it. It was kind of an illusion that it had one head. As it turns, it has two heads. Yeah.
What kind of bird is it? Is that a whippoorwill?
It's not a whippoorwill. It's, think like a blue jay, but where the white on the blue jay is, it's iridescent.
More purple. Blue, less jay. Got it.
Yes.
All right. I'm just going to stare at it and be like, while I'm here.
You're running out of time. Time is all you have. The two heads speak. Not quite in unison.
You gonna send me back or what, man? Like,
what do you have for us? We require no gifts. Time is running out.
I'm gonna spit
at
the bird.
All you have.
It's the incendiary. Or you're not wearing your helmet.
Your gift is accepted. Your gift is refused.
I know what's happening here.
Was this Kairos Fate Weaver we're dealing with?
Is Carlos really? Is this Carlos in front of me? Can I do a fucking insight check or some kind of religion check?
Yeah,
I'll do a religion. I guess.
Carlos, like to do a not today Satan check.
Not today Satan.
I keep getting hooked on my shit.
Stop it. Hooked on fire. Have you considered just not doing
that? So 15 for religion.
You are very positive you're in the realm of Zinch.
Yep.
You know Zinch likes birds.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know certain people that serve Zinch often have two heads. Sometimes one head tells the truth, sometimes one head lies.
There's a particular guy with a particular set of heads.
Have fun with it.
Says particular
so
things.
So time is all I have and time is running out. So one's telling the truth and one is lying to me.
Yep.
And one said your gift was accepted and one said it was refused.
Option C, Amber's lying. The whole thing's a con.
She stole your
just
wallet.
Just wake up.
All right.
You will always fail. You will always succeed.
So I'm going to look at the bird. I'll be like, point at the head that always tells the truth.
Mm-hmm. I am a bird. I am not a bird.
Please tell him. That doesn't fucking tell me anything, because like he's kind of a bird, but he's also like not really a bird.
Well, I mean, even if they both pointed at each other, one's the liar and one's telling the truth.
Right.
So
one's
like
the truther.
I'm trying to remember how they. Yeah, no, I'm gonna try
to. One could point at itself, and the other one could point at that one, but like, which one's the liar?
Well, exactly, the one that points at itself is telling the truth.
Correct.
Well, he could be lying, and the other one could be pointing
at the one who tells the truth, who would then not point at the one.
The only way it would make sense is if they just point at themselves, and that's the only way it would be confusing. Or if they're both pointing at the same one, one's for sure telling the truth, so they're both pointing at the same one, then...
I'm going to be real.
What is your gift? You need no gift.
There was an episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! Where it was the Brothers Paradox.
Yeah, I remember them.
So that's what they did. Like, again, the one who pointed at that door is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then one would just point at itself because it's telling the truth, and the other one would point at itself because it's.
That's
lying.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what would make it weird.
You just don't know which one.
Whatever, dude. We're past it. All right. What did you say? This is actually for like me as the player. Oh. What did he say?
What is your gift? No gift is required.
If no gift is required, then I'm just going to fucking leave.
You may leave. You may never leave.
I'm going to declare sovereign citizenship.
That's going to be a long one for you, I think. Yeah.
That's perception check, maybe?
Can I do an insight check and see if I could tell which head is jorking me?
It's going to be a huge DC.
Yeah, it is.
DC 30.
That's an unnatural 20.
You think the head that said a gift is required is the truthful one.
Okay.
Or that said, where is your gift?
Where is my... So the one that says where... So I'm assuming, moving forward, the first one that speaks, right? Because that's kind of what you've been doing.
Not intentionally, but sure.
But we'll just go on that, where the first one that speaks, just so I know as the player, because I can't actually see which head.
Yeah. No,
the first one that speaks is the one that Gregor is going to
assume
is telling the truth.
Yes.
The one on the left.
Is that the one? Is it the one on the left?
Sure.
Just yeah. Sure. Go.
Yeah.
Just again for me, theater of mind.
What is left?
Left first, right second.
Okay. I'm terrible at these. Like, I'm not a riddles guy. I'm not a puzzle guy.
Skittles guy.
You know.
This is not a riddle. Everything is a riddle.
Oh.
What kind of gift do you want? Like, what do you want?
What gift do you have? No gift is required.
All right. So I'm in this space.
Yep.
I don't have any of my gear. Right?
Not really. Not unless you're like thinking really hard about it. Okay. Maybe it'll show up.
I can think of 10 things you could give them.
Like a loud?
No.
The rock, an ear.
Our cultists.
No, I would not do that. Especially that I know that I'm dealing with the Lord of fucking lies.
That was savage.
What about the lies of the Jedi?
We see only the future. We see only the past.
We see only fucking the future.
Carlos out here.
Yeah. So I'm assuming this is fucking... I'm like, listen... I will give you I don't have any of my shit. I can't even give it back. I'm like, wait, I'm like, wait.
This is fucking
maybe like
great.
A secret or like a mental thing, you know, like
your virginity.
This is excellent.
Lost that in fucking
a dark, like your dark, a dark truth. I don't know, man.
What kind of gifts are you looking for?
What gift do you have? No gift is required.
I want to walk up to the bird. Can I touch the bird?
You put your hand... Are you going to try to touch the bird?
Yes.
You put your hand out. You feel a very silky ripple of feathers.
I cast banishment on the bird.
The bird is no longer there.
All right.
From behind you, you hear. What gift do you have? No gift.
Brother, you cast banishment. You're in its realm.
I know.
You cast it back to its home plane.
Why would you banish yourself? Out of
banish
the other
yourself
realm.
To your home plane.
You pray yourself.
I thought I was being slick.
I didn't even know you could do
I don't
that.
Know if, I don't know if you can.
No. Well.
That's so fucking right. Funny.
Oh, man. All
right, guys. Let's worth the shot.
Back to square one.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I should have banished myself. Well, I should have.
If that
do you
works.
Not have any more?
No. No, that was a one-time deal.
There we go.
I figured as soon as I heard it, I'm like, wait.
You can do so?
I don't think you're going to be able to do it again.
I can't do it again.
Okay. Well, that was slick.
That was wasteful.
What if you think really hard about manifesting another spell slot?
I'm going to think really hard about my helmet.
There is a helmet on your head.
But is it my helmet?
There is a
I'm helmet. Going to attempt, because I can, I'm pretty sure I can.
You no. cannot teleport between planes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I can't. Fuck this helmet, dude.
A gift is required. No gift is required.
What do you like? What kind of like?
What do you want about?
I don't know what to do here.
Give him something.
This is how you beat a space wolf. You make him use his brain.
Give him a finger.
I'm gonna give him my robe.
Give him a secret.
It's like a poorly exercised muscle. That brain. Instantly fatigued.
I'm just fucking annoyed. Like,
he's tired, Grandpa.
He brought me here. Thought we were going to open up a dialogue. Maybe negotiate a little bit.
Oh, it's been talking a lot.
Yeah, it's been saying shit, though. All right.
You got this. I believe in you.
You seek wisdom.
I don't.
You hate answers.
I don't seek wisdom. I want to fucking leave. I have nothing to say to you, Birdman.
Maybe how do I leave?
He's not going to give me a straight answer. I did ask. Okay. And he just said,
would you
give me
like
a gift.
Some hints?
No!
Okay.
I'm just mad in this realm of rage.
Well, you're just going to have to give up a finger.
Where's the door?
There are no doors. The doors are everywhere.
No, see, that was helpful. We're getting somewhere now. You know?
Sure.
You have much to offer. You are worthless.
Well, yeah, dude.
Damn, I didn't know you could speak two truths.
So check it out. That's literally what's running the show today. Is it inferiority complex or God complex? Which one are we getting today? So, you know what? I'll give you something. I'm going to snap off one of my tusks and throw it at the fucking
give
bird.
Give me a strength check.
It's a dream realm, right? I can just think really fucking hard about snapping off my tusk.
Give me a strength check.
There's no rules here.
I mean, there are, but... Mm.
That's a... it's a 23.
23? Okay.
Fuck my mouth.
Okay. 23. You rip out a tusk.
Yeah.
Taking... What's a reasonable die for the pain of ripping out your own tusk?
Self-inflicted like root canal. What's up?
I was going to say D6 because, you know, it's not...
Like one of his hit die would probably be a reasonable amount.
Yeah, what's your hit die?
It's a D8.
D8, yeah. Okay.
No, sorry, it's actually a D10.
Oh,
yeah. Spicy.
Fancy. That's 6 points. Oh, nope, sorry, that's a 9. 9 points of...
yeah. See, what you should have did was been like, it's a D8, it's a D10.
He kind of did, though.
It's true.
What do you want?
You're just like handing it to the bird? How are you presenting this?
Yeah. I'm just going to...
Okay, give me your tusk.
You want...
Peg it.
Some tooth.
Is like, what the fuck am I going to do with it?
Kind of cocks its heads.
High in calcium. Make it into a soup. A little bit of bone, bro.
Both voices at once. Do you know what you offer?
No.
Your gift is accepted. Your gift is refused. The tusk vanishes. You reappear in this room. Was your helmet was on when you came in here, right?
Yeah. Like the actual cathedral?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like full battle rattle.
Gregor, I'm gonna text you something.
Does my mouth hurt now?
It very much so, but like everything in your body feels like it's shifted a little bit. Yo, like
I'm gonna throw this out there. That was a fucking horrible decision.
I know. I realize that now. Because I was just thinking, like, yeah, like blood magic type shit.
You offer yourself as
a piece of yourself,
your gift.
It's a tooth.
That's a decision.
It's a tooth.
Curious to see the consequences of those actions.
And then Kazook comes down on the altar.
You guys also notice, Gregor. Gregor, how tall were you before?
What? Oh, am I small?
You're shorter now.
Why? I'm still human sized.
You're like an inch or two shorter, yeah.
Why? This sucks.
Your whole body shifted. Like it's.
Do my stats change?
A little bit, yeah.
Why? Why? It's weird as hell, dude.
Yeah.
All you did was offer a piece of your body to fucking.
Yeah, I'm bummed out. Went out.
God.
It might not be permanent.
It could be. He could just make it be permanent. He could just be short.
Now I'm just literally some
It's
guy.
Zinch. Nothing's permanent. If something Zinch did with permanent, so that would go against Zinch. Zinch wouldn't like that.
Do I know? Like, do I know?
Yeah, like, you feel like your whole body like feels a little different, and it's
I feel weak as fuck.
It's like
now,
your spleen moved like half an inch to the left, and like the whole rest of your
realize
body.
Realize what has happened.
He's the fucking flesh changer, dog. as soon as I clock it, I'm gonna freak the fuck out.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
I'm gonna take my helmet off and fucking spike it on the ground.
Is he human now?
As Gregor spikes his helmet on the ground, you
Does my
all
arm
see
not even God. Fit anymore?
It's a little too big. Like, you're still a very large person.
God, I just put that together.
Yeah. Yep.
You see a long, flowing blonde hair.
Oh, he's blonde hair, blue eyes, too?
Yeah.
Just became a normal Aryan man.
This sucks.
That's so weird. This is so weird.
The changer.
No, he wanted to fit in, but not like this. Now I feel soft as hell.
Now you're just a guy.
I'm just a guy.
Gregor, when did you dye your hair?
I'm about to go blow my shit off. Dude. I'm going to drown myself in the fucking ocean now. Like,
curious to see what
depression
for your dad. What if there's going to be any repercussions for this now? Yeah, you're making deals with.
It wasn't a deal. I was just like, dude, take my fucking useless tooth. But yeah, now I got hit with the flesh chain. Damn it, dude.
Gregor, did you dye your hair?
No.
What happened?
I got. That's what happened.
I mean, you seem a little shorter, but
sucks.
I'm...
Sucks.
Well,
my boots don't fit.
There's no scales, so
the cod piece is way too big now.
Can you fill us in? Like, what just, like...
Pretty sure
you,
he just...
Gregor is no longer green.
He just made a deal somehow... With Zinch.
What
you touched a shell and then suddenly you had blonde hair.
Yeah, I got teleported to a realm and I ripped out one of my teeth and threw it at a bird. And now
okay, I'm following you.
Jesus. All right.
Okay. All right. So should I destroy this altar?
Yes.
Yeah, you should probably try that.
If you can, yeah.
Fucking A, dude.
Give it a go.
I'm frustrated right now.
I'm gonna try to bring Kazook down.
Okay.
On the altar.
What happens if I touch the shell?
I'd recommend. Just don't.
Touch it?
Nope.
Wait, touch it.
23. Because you comes down on the altar, but like right before it hits the altar, there's like a little flash of light and it doesn't connect. It like hits like a shield.
Huh. Well, everybody's confused about that. I pick up the shell.
What the fuck, man?
Give me a wisdom save.
Hell yeah.
Why?
We're just sitting there like,
it's
and funny. Then time's frozen again.
I'm still just like,
just livid. Farge is confused and mad, and I'm just like,
oh, that's a 19.
Especially I got hit with this after I already overcame myself issues. Like I was finally cool with who I was.
Now you ain't even you
have,
who
wait,
you
hold
was.
On, save? Save or check?
Save.
Now I reset.
Then that's a soft 20.
Okay.
Damn it, dude.
You appear. In a pink and purple
Damn.
Iridescent.
My femur feels
actually no. Actually, you appear somewhere else. You are in a room. It is all mirrors. In every direction are just axe on axe on axe on axe
oh, that's
on axe
cool.
on axe.
Gregor reset his body dysmorphia to zero.
Damn it.
This sucks.
This is fucking great. This is
Gregor.
What?
You know, temporarily, maybe. Your strength score goes down by one. Your con stays the same, and all of your other stats get a plus one. Not to the modifier. No, no, no. You also do not have dark vision.
Sither.
You have lost your menacing, and you do not have relentless endurance anymore.
You want to write this
that
down?
That actually really sucks.
You should write that down.
I'm just going to put a little. So I minus one to strength.
We have paper.
Yeah, to your base stat,
yeah,
not to
your... the modifier.
Yeah.
I was really hoping I would roll high enough that I could just pick up the shell and nothing would happen.
Yep, and everything else gets a plus one to the base.
I was hoping I'd roll higher.
I don't think that changes any of my mind.
I thought it would be funny.
Check.
Yeah, just free in the background. So yeah, Ak, you're in this. It's mirrors. Everywhere you see, it's mirrors. And it's axe on axe on axe.
Nice.
Yep.
Do I have anything with me?
You are naked as the day you were hatched.
So, I lost my bag. Does anybody? If I'm just in a room, can I touch the mirror?
You could touch a mirror.
Are there just mirrors on all sides?
Lizard hand. As you like start, I'm assuming Ak runs.
Of course.
There is a path through the mirrors.
Ah, fun.
But it does seem to be a maze made of mirrors.
Okay, I'll just keep running.
As you keep running. Okay. You run for maybe like 10 minutes.
Okay.
You have no idea if you're in the same room or not.
It's all mirrors.
It's all mirrors.
Mirrors all
and passages
down.
And rooms, and then more mirrors and more passages and rooms. Everywhere you look, there's just hundreds, thousands of acts staring back at you.
Nice. Nice. Good-looking fella.
As you're doing all of this, you notice in like the way corner of your eye with your passive perception of 15, 16?
17.
17. One of the acts is not moving with the other acts. One of them is like slightly delayed.
Can I turn to him?
You turn. All the acts turn.
Hey. Can you hear me? I'm gonna wave at him.
Again, the one you were staring at is now in perfect unison. There's another one in the corner of your eye, like almost behind you.
Can I turn to that one?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to wave at him.
It waves back in perfect unison with you. But in the corner of your eye...
There's another one?
One has a slight delay.
Without turning to that one, can I wave and say, hey, what are you doing?
Again, that one stays just slightly out of tune.
Without turning in that direction, can I go in that direction?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I approach the mirror without turning towards it? Is he still out of sync?
Still slightly out of sync, yeah.
Can I, without looking, punch the mirror?
Your hand goes through the mirror.
Ooh, can I go through the mirror?
You go through the mirror.
Okay, I go through the mirror.
You are in an opulent room. Everything is purple and teal and gold silk sheets billowing in like just this light wind. The floor is like marble with streaks of gold.
It's a bit gaudy.
It's a little bit gaudy. A lot of feathers, though. A lot of feathers. You see a giant throne adorned with these iridescent feathers. There's like, there's peacock feathers. There's the roseate spoonbill feathers. There's birds you haven't even imagined where these feathers came from, all just adorning this empty throne.
Okay.
And you're just looking at this raised throne.
Can I go up to the throne?
You can go up to the throne.
Can I look around the throne?
There seems to be nothing here.
And there's like nothing else really in the room to look at?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff to look at, but, like, your cursory glance, nothing important. It's all just, like, silk wall hangings, opulent. There's, like, a big, fluffy, white plush rug in the middle of the floor. There's vases made out of, like, precious materials filled with more feathers.
Can I sit on the throne?
You want to sit on the throne?
I don't want to sit on the throne.
You sit on the throne. Give me another wisdom check.
Hell yeah.
Or wisdom save.
Save. That's only 15.
You feel your body start to slip away. Something comes rushing in.
Am I being possessed again?
Oh.
Yeah!
Can I use stillness of mind to try and end whatever I'm in?
Sure.
Does it work?
You hear a very soft laughter, but you do seem to be in control of your body.
Cool. Can I look for an exit?
Yeah.
Can I go out the exit?
There is no exit.
Oh.
It's like you're on like this floating room, and beyond the room, it's not even like there's walls, there's just nothingness.
Can I pray to Ulrich?
Sure.
I'm going to do that for a while.
Okay. You pray to Ulrich, but usually like you can feel like a little bit of a connection.
Mm-hmm.
There's no connection. You have zero bars. It's actually, like, hurts your soul a little bit.
Can I move around the room and try and get on, like, the ceiling and see if I can get better connection?
Yep.
No?
No.
Damn.
After, it's really hard to tell time in this place, a little bird flies in. And as you look at it, it has two heads. I speak the truth. I speak only lies. I see the future. I see the past. What gift do you bring? No gift is required.
Shit, there's a couple things I'm thinking of. Wait, so wait, one of you tells the truth? Which one?
The bird does not respond.
Okay, what do I have? I don't have anything on me. I would give you a rock. I've got some zombie teeth you could have.
What gift do you offer? No gift is required.
Oh, no gift is required? All right, cool. Bye, do I just go this way?
That is not how you leave. That is the only way out.
Okay, bye. And I run through.
Okay, you reappear in the same room.
Damn. So wait, that means you're lying.
You would have got out right there. I would have been so fucking pissed.
So that means I need to give you a gift because that he said that's the only way out, and he lied. Okay, well, shit.
Fuck. Are you trying to give him another finger or what?
What would I turn into?
Start handing over body parts?
Don't.
Exactly what was going to happen.
Don't. No.
Tack did this because he wants to be human.
Don't give him the peatnuts.
The peats.
That's like that episode of Family Guy where it's like he makes his dick long by.
Yeah.
And he's like, that will never work again. Don't need it to.
I was really hoping I would roll high enough that I could just be able to pick up the shell and then nothing would happen. But I guess 20 wasn't high enough.
Yeah, we're dealing with fucking godlike beings, so.
Some entities.
Titties, dude.
Some entities.
What about...
You seek question, titties. You hide from the truth.
Wait, I seek question? I seek answers. Well, I guess not really. I don't really care. What about my ability to read?
Your gift is rejected. Your gift is accepted.
Damn. Wait. I don't know if that worked or not. Wait, do you have anything I could read real quick? How does that work? Can I still read?
There are words everywhere. There are words nowhere. The answers you seek are here. The answers you seek are nowhere.
Hmm. What else do I have? I'm assuming it's got to be something I want.
You've got a plucky attitude.
That comes back and he's just fucking just depressed. Just fucking
jaded.
He's just fucking sad all the time.
All he listens to is Black Parade.
Yeah, it just comes back edgy as fuck.
What about like 10 years of my life? How's that?
For as a skink, that's a lot, dog.
Yeah, yeah, the average lifespan of a skink is what, like 30 years?
I guess I'm thinking of kobolds. Kobolds can live up to like 120. They just don't.
Oh.
They just die really early. The average lifespan of a kobold is like 3, maybe 7. Like old ones are maybe make it to 10, but technically they can live a lot longer. Also, Ak doesn't really expect to live. Ak is
about 80 years under optimal circumstances, though few die of old age.
Yeah, how about 10 years of my life?
He's just a baby.
Your gift is accepted. Your Hell gift yeah. is rejected. You feel something sucking at part of you
Hell yeah, dude.
As you reappear in the room. Guys, Ak is a little older. Ak has some gray scales on him, not where they were.
That didn't go. I was hoping I could just pick that up and make Gregor look foolish, but it just didn't.
Ak, your knees hurt.
I'm sore.
You ain't special. I knew it was going to happen.
You ain't special.
Yeah, that was, I thought.
Anybody else want to pick up any fucking shells?
Yeah.
No? All right. Can we like.
I think if I go again, I could get it this time.
No.
He's feeling
you're done.
Some bone on bone action.
We're done here.
What if I picked it up?
Can you not? Come on, man.
I think I'm him.
Can we just go?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm that guy.
That's what I'm saying. You might be.
I might be that guy.
I don't know if we need to have a guy right now.
All right. Fine. You know what? Like, Fargrim's right. Let's go kill some Zangors. Last time we went in through the right or left. Right? Or left.
Hope I fucking die in this.
Me too.
We went in the left and then took a right.
So this time we'll go to the left and then take another left.
Yes.
Sure.
All right, Jerry, you want to go first?
We're now going to assault the diabolical angle I was holding.
Yeah.
No, I just feel not strong.
Yeah, I feel...
I need you to fucking pull up your bootstraps right now and get your head in the game. And then we can address this later, dude.
My armor's uncomfortable.
It clangs a lot more because it used to be like tight on you and now it's kind of loose.
It's no longer form-fitting.
My mouth hurts.
Your tusks are gone.
Yeah.
All of your teeth feel wrong.
Can you
are acutely aware of all of your teeth, all of your bones, and all of your
muscles. Is he missing a tooth? Where
he is.
Oh my God. I'm going to go pick up
one of his
helmet.
Canines.
Is just yoinked.
Wherever he like bounces, yeah. I'm going to go pick that up.
That's just
smart. I was hoping you guys would forget about it.
No, I refuse to forget about that. Okay. We need it.
Fuck piece of shit, helmet.
Okay, you go. You are in a hallway.
All right.
What an amazing.
We'll take a left this time.
This was great. I'm glad.
Yeah, you guys go in.
Everybody's triggered.
There's this hallway. There's a door.
I think this is Amber's most accurate representation of dealings with Zinchi to date.
Yeah. This is the door.
Very
incredibly
good.
Zinchi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, you have this hallway here. There's a door here. You have gone through this door before.
Not even going to try to kick it.
It has mayo on it. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other door.
Smells bad.
Let's go ahead and go through that door, I guess.
Yeah. The far door?
The one we didn't go into yet.
The main of this door.
Okay.
Is it locked?
It is not locked.
Can I open it from a distance with mage hand?
Sure.
All right, so I'm gonna stand. Guys, stand back. And the shadows are going to coalesce into a hand and slowly turn the door. I remember this door on the other side was like a bedroom, but there's nobody in it.
Okay. And there is another door.
All right.
Is there a door down that hallway, that other hallway?
That hallway does end in a door. I am running a little low on doors, so this will fill in for a door.
Okay, that's perfect. So what's in there? Can I...
Yeah, there is a table, there is another door, and then there are...
Seven Zangors.
Nope.
19 Zangors who have all readied the action of level 9 fireball.
And 5 exalted Zangors.
So there's 2 doors? 3 doors.
There are 3 doors.
What the fuck?
Why you guys push ahead?
Don't do this.
And then
I'm going to be in the rear with the cultists holding that diabolical angle for the tower because we don't get flanked. Because we know there's enemy.
There is.
I hope I get gored by a fucking Zangor. I really do.
I'm fucking Or am I?
I'm sick of everybody.
There's one
right
more
now.
Door on the other
I'm holding an
so
angle.
There are
not holding an angle.
Cool, if I go
4
down.
Doors, not including the one you came through.
If I die due to a Zangor wound, no one can bring me back.
4 Good. Doors. That's okay.
So where do we go next?
I'm the one who can bring people back.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do we want to go?
In this large room, there currently seems to be nothing here.
Okay.
There is a empty table with some chairs kind of scattered around it. The remnants of some food and a scattered deck of cards.
What kind of food?
It looks not appetizing.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been human a week ago.
Eat it.
I won't.
All right, I'm gonna.
Barry, you want to mayo that door?
Do I still have my jar? I have all my shit, right?
Yeah, you have all your stuff. You're just. You also have long, golden, flowing locks.
I'm gonna fucking take my bitchy, weak hand and coat and slap mayo on this door.
Did your strength actually go down?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, real quick, I know I was fucking around earlier, but do we actually want the cultists to hold the flank?
Yes.
The diabolical angle?
Yes.
Sure.
I don't care.
Okay.
2 or 3 of them at least.
All right. I've given up.
Okay. I will be right back. I'm going to position the fellas. All right. Okay. So I'm going to rally them up, and I'm going to take them to the other room.
To this room that you were in last time?
You're just going to lead them to the skin fucking code. Go get in there, go.
Yeah, back in here. Because this is where
up here. It'd be so funny. There's a bunch of Zangors like...
Okay. There's no way for them to communicate with us, though, if something...
I mean, that's fine.
One of them will just have to run.
This goes into this big room that then goes into the hallway to the tower over
the
by...
The rest of the party's where?
You guys are all in this room.
Okay. So yeah, I'm going to get everyone in here.
Okay.
And I have how many of them with me?
10.
You have up to 10.
Up to 10. Okay.
I'd say it leaves like 2 or 3.
I am going to leave 5.
5 cultists. Where would you like to leave them?
This is where the doorway is, right?
Yeah, the door's over here.
Okay, so just like kind of scattered about the room, walking the doorway.
5 in there. Cool.
And then I'll have 2 more out here.
Okay.
Watching that door. And then we'll have like watching that door in this way. And then we'll have the last 3 are just gonna stay in here while we push forward.
Millie's being a cute patoot.
Always.
She's curled up on her little leaf.
Little patootie cutie.
The smallest piece of fabric, and she's just chosen it as it's...
Well, it crinkles, and it smells like catnip. It's a little kitty toy.
She's just a baby.
I think she's sleeping on her ladybug, too. So cute. Anyway, yeah, you guys gonna start kicking doors down, or what?
Yeah.
Farge, what do you want to do?
Certified door
kickers. Let's do the one on the left first, so that way we clear our rear before we focus on the 3 in front of us.
All right. Mage Hand, open the door.
Okay. The door does not open to Mage Hand. It does appear to be locked.
Mm. Okay, I will walk over, and I will try to unlock said door, if possible.
You may try.
I will certainly try. I will take out my thieves' tools.
That's not a loaded question at all.
I take out my gun.
That's a 15.
15? You unlock the door.
All right, and then I will back up, and I will Mage Hand open that door.
Apologies to all of our viewers for me constantly bumping the camera.
Don't apologize to them.
I got little alarms.
Let me know if you need
arms. They don't deserve it. Don't apologize to them.
Man, so in this
really
lean
into the heel thing, huh? Hell yeah, dude. I'm mad as shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't wait to hit softer.
He's going to rage.
I'm going to close the door and lock it again.
I thought about multi-classing like Path of the Zealot.
Yeah.
That'd be good. That'd be cool.
The flavor is there, but it's too much work.
You'd have to get 3 levels in. And
yeah.
I'm going to close the door and lock it again.
Okay. How much did you open the door?
Enough to peek in.
Go with the mount.
As you try to close and relock the door, give me an opposing strength check.
Oh, that's going to go great.
Yeah, you're strong as fuck, right?
No, I have minus
stronger
2
than
to
me now, probably.
I have minus 2 to strength, so.
Well, you're 10 years older, so you should have a little more muscle definition.
So that's a 3.
They rolled a crit fail.
Nice. Wow.
So you are able to shove them back.
Get out.
Nice.
Does the door open towards me or?
The door opens into the room.
Okay, so I'm holding it shut.
You're pushing it shut.
That's incredible.
Oh,
it opens into
our room. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Can somebody come help me close this door? There's a big guy behind there.
Why don't we just kill him?
You start hearing the like.
All right, Farge, you in position? All right, I'm going to bamf to the back of the room.
Post it up.
Did you lock the door?
If I could.
I don't think it locked from our side because we had to
tools.
We had to
check
it.
To try to lock it with disadvantage because you're also trying to hold it shut.
4 and 10 plus I think 5, so that's 9.
The door.
And if not, then I'm bamfing away.
Boof's open.
Boom, boom, ba-clap.
Fargy's all yours.
Yeah, let him come to us. Yeah.
Where were you guys all in the room? That's going to determine where these guys are able to run into. Do we still have the minis that we were using for you guys?
I'm sure they're up there somewhere.
I figured I was kind of like in the center, off to the side.
I would presume there's probably Farge, me, Gregor, And our bozos in the back.
Bozos in the back? Okay.
Bozos in the back.
In the rear with the gear.
Yarp.
Yarp. Emphasis on the erp.
These are your three bozos.
We only got three? Thought we had like fucking 10 of them. Huh?
Well, five are in here and two are out there.
Diabolical angles.
We're holding angles.
Yep. Why don't those two fuckers come in here? You guys, we need help.
Yeah, I think that was Kronk.
We're clogging the room.
Good.
You put enough meat in the grinder, she'll clog up.
I think. Do you want to grab one of the custodies for Fargrim?
A custodian. Well, we're going to switch now. This is more appropriate for you, buddy.
No.
You're just a little guy.
I'm just a little guy now.
Just a little lad with some
Sag.
Farge and a fucking sword.
So sad.
His Farge.
No, hope I get gored by a fucking Zangor.
Hope I die so I can be revived as an orc.
Just put
no, the cool thing is, if I get domed, I don't just pop back up because I lost my orkiness. Now I'm like, actually, I feel so fragile.
You are significantly more mortal now.
Just a silly goose.
Yeah, you're minor.
Okay.
Honestly, dude, good. Because that just means I get to go to my promised land sooner.
If that's where you go.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. I mean, most
okay. Everyone, roll initiative.
It didn't sell my body. I was duped out of it. It's... That's like, I'm literally that PFC who buys a 2006 Mustang at 36% interest.
Nat
20. Still making them payments,
22.
Though, dog.
That's a 9.
That's a 6, because I rolled a natural one.
Wait. Farger, what?
I got a Nat 20, but a 22 with my...
Hell yeah, Farge.
Farger?
Nice.
9.
Ack?
6.
Kronk?
17. 38.
Okay.
17, 30 plates.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Got an 18.
I'll be real.
I got 28
really
for my attack.
Touch that fucking. Just be like, yeah!
Because I'm ready to go already.
I was curious if Kronk was going to try it.
You're in there.
I had fucking some plans to cut a deal. I was going to try and recruit Carlos for our fight.
I've got a decent wisdom, so I was really hoping I could roll higher, but I didn't roll well.
I was going to make some diabolical alliances.
Fargrim, you are up first, which is good, because there is a Zangor right
I should have had plus two to my save.
That's good, because I already rolled.
You should have had plus two to your save. Too late now.
Amber, would that
I'm just
helped?
Attacking right away. Oh, also, I rage.
It's you rage.
Bonus
action to rage. Okay.
And, yeah, I rolled a 28 to hit.
Hell yeah.
To hit. Okay.
That's Farge.
That will hit.
He's farging.
He's farging. He's farging.
All right, let's see.
That's a farge if I've ever seen one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Kronk, not the best dex? Rolls, but.
My dex? Zero.
Okay.
Nice.
Zero!
21 for the first attack.
Yeah, I have a flat 10.
Yeah, that's going to hit or to.
No,
for
that's
damage.
That's damage.
Okay,
yep.
Okay.
And then my second. Is going to be a 16 to hit.
That will not hit.
That will not hit. Okay. Well, I already used my bonus action, so that's going to be it for me.
Okay. Up next is the Zangor that is going to try to hit you back. It's going to try to hit you with its sword.
Okay.
Can I use a free action to billow my cloak?
That's not a free action. That's a bonus action. You can do it on your turn.
Wow.
That is a 16 to hit.
That will not hit.
Okay. It's going to try again with the sword. That is a 17 to hit.
That will not hit.
Okay. And then with its horns, that is a 27 to hit.
That will
hit. Yeah, 27 to hit.
That will hit.
Okay.
I am going to spend a reaction... And silvery barbs that boy.
Nice.
And magically distract him with the sound of just tinnitus.
So I have reroll with disadvantage?
Correct.
That is a 19.
And then I will give... You spent your actions already, right?
Yeah, he already...
Okay, I will give Ack advantage.
Or I'm 19 without your shield?
Without my shield, that will hit.
Okay. So that is 10 points piercing damage.
So
and I'm going to need...
5 points of piercing.
I'm going to need a constitution saving throw.
You're good, dog.
Okay. I was going to
say it's an 18 plus 8.
18 plus 8. Okay. Okay. Yeah, you're
help
good.
Help make sure you're more successful at whatever you decide to do.
5.
Keep you from getting fucking blasted by something, hopefully.
Fair. Okay.
After that, Kronk, it is your turn.
I'm going to come up with a plan. And
better go quick.
Striking swiftly, I am simply just going to fucking ignite my blade. What's the lighting like in this room, Amber?
Dimly lit.
Excellent.
I'm going to light it up on my turn.
Don't you fucking dare.
I mean, I think if I unsheathe my sun sword, it just kind of breaks.
Yeah, it just kind of does.
But okay. I mean, I'm holding the sun sword right now.
All
right. So.
I'm going to make my 3 goddamn attacks with advantage. 22, 31, 26.
One more time.
22, 31, 26.
All will hit.
Excellent. It's going to be a fat stack of, wait for it, 69 psychic damage.
Hell nice. Yeah, brother.
Nice.
Total?
Nice. Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Damn. Beautiful.
That tonight is leaving him with a real headache.
Mm-hmm.
Psychic damage.
That's some Fargrim level damage right there.
Yeah, that was wild.
Put in some numbers. We love dim light.
Yeah, if only we had that last time we were fighting all the Zangors.
That's crazy, bro.
Imagine if last time all these other Zangors had approached us from the rear.
But they didn't, though.
And trapped.
They didn't.
Though. Hindsight is 50-40, okay?
Does this look like a regular Zangor, or does this look like...
My fucking eyes
looks like a normal one.
Okay.
Your eyes do hurt.
Yeah,
it's harder to see.
Yeah, because I can't see.
Oh, you don't have dark vision.
Yeah, there's low light. I'm like, it's so fucking dim in here.
it's just the fucking meme of the
guy
wakes up.
I can give you dark vision for 8 hours after.
I need lace.
Your vision is slightly worse, and you have a little bit more tinnitus than you used to.
That actually sucks.
I hate tinnitus.
Dude, he's having the worst day.
And again... Every bone and muscle
softer.
And ligament in your body has changed.
Yeah.
Instantly. So, like...
My question, did it make my arthritis better or worse? Like, since
it just
changed.
Moved it.
What's that even mean?
Everything is in the same condition it was, but it's just been moved. Shifted.
So, like, if you
it's
had...
the same condition it was, I don't know how I'm fucking walking right now.
So, like, if you had it in, like, your fingers, it's in your toes now.
Oh, what the fuck?
Ah!
In your toes?
Dude, Bro's got gnarly toe arthritis. Oh, my God.
IRL, my left big toe hurts a lot right now.
Stop it.
Everyone keeps hurting their toes.
It's probably that toe-nitis.
Yeah, that's my toe-nitis, bro.
Okay. Anything else, Kronk?
Sucks.
No, that's going to be it.
Okay.
Just going to let that one be what it be.
This little pink guy.
Do not come.
Gregor hopes we make it to the top of this tower so he can throw himself off of it.
Every time Gregor sees a human, he's gonna be like, bitch, you live like this?
Y'all soft as fuck.
Burst its way in.
Can't believe I was ever afraid of a human, not knowing what they feel like.
You're right. You should have been afraid of yourself the whole time.
I am the bulwark. Or I was the bulwark, not anymore. Now I'm just some guy.
I don't know what I'm using. Just a man.
I really need to start contributing to my 401k. I just haven't got it.
I think this extends your average
lifespan,
though.
Yeah, you might actually live longer.
Fuck that.
Just more miserably.
That sucks.
Kronk, coming at you.
I just keep fighting.
Yeah.
We won't have to worry about that.
That is a...
You die before retirement age.
Yeah, but now I can't kill.
9 to hit.
Oh, shit.
And a... It's not going to hit either. It's an 11.
Bro, hitting the old just fucking...
Okay.
Fuck it.
Gregor, it is your turn.
All right, weaving.
Dude, I'm going to pull out my weapons that now feel heavier than they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to beat the fuck out of the Zangor. I have so much frustration.
Okay.
And I'm going to take it out of the Zangor.
Okay.
So I'll roll for my 2 hammer strikes. And then first, absolute shit tier rolls. That's going to be a 14. And a 18.
Wow.
A 14 and an 18, neither are going to hit.
What's it like being an inferior specimen?
And then
I don't think those stats.
I'm gonna try
changed.
To hit. They did. The stats did change.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh,
my strength modifier fucking went down.
He also, because he's not used to his weapons, they get a bonus to their AC. Oh. Or you get like a small reduction right. While you're getting used to your
sometimes it being like
that's
that.
That's an 18 for the Shedding Blade.
Unfortunately, it does not.
Great. fucking great.
Who the fuck turned the
close,
lights on?
Close, but not quite.
So I need some fucking. Oh, my sun. Now the sunblade goes on, and now since it's such contrast between the dark and the light, I'm like, ah! Damn!
Your pupils.
Everyone
can't
else
adjust.
Is blinded for just a little bit because the room is now bright light.
Ah, fuck, Gregor.
Okay.
And now I pass my turn.
Cool.
My sunblade.
Up next is our little blue friend.
He's not even in the room, dog.
Well, now my shadow blade's looking a little dimmer.
Sad.
If I'm having a bad time,
looking a bit dimly lit for my sword.
The door is open from his position. I think he can see Ack.
Probably. If the door's open.
Yeah. So, Ack. I think you're going to be fine with this, but let me pull up the spell.
Yeah, you're going to be fine with this. Just a fucking...
Ninth level Cloud of Daggers.
10th level Disintegrate.
Ack, give me a Wisdom saving throw.
These have been going great today. Plus 2 to my save, because I'm about Gregor.
Everyone knows.
How close do you have to be to Gregor?
It's like 10 feet, I think.
You're 15.
What?
Oh, no, there's nope. Gregor. That's right. I got Kronk and Gregor mixed up. You're good.
So what is it? Okay. Oh, that's fine. That's 19.
You start to giggle for a second, and then you're good.
Okay. Well, now, do I know that he's the little fucker that tried to do something to me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand Zeesh. He might be next in my book.
Yeah, he's in my book. I promised Ulrich I would kill Zeesh. So
actually, I might have already put Zeesh.
I thought you did.
Book.
I'm pretty
Fargrim,
sure you did.
It is your turn. You did put Zeesh.
It was very corny of you to do that.
Yeah.
Some mild foreshadowing.
Damn, that was a bad roll. A 12.
That's not gonna hit.
Yeah, I figured. Here we go. 26.
Wait, Fargrim's going to get
26 will hit. Oh, shoot. I skipped Ack. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ack.
You also skipped all of our favorite Swifties.
Oh, yeah. They are currently cowering from the demons.
Bitches.
So I can.
Cowering.
Can I occupy the same space as one of my party members?
You can move through it, but
aren't
you cannot
they,
land there.
Can't they not be frightened around?
Can people? I occupy the same space? Do an action and then leave the same and then leave that space after.
You can move through it, but you cannot land there, and you have to land to do an action.
Hmm.
So you can like, there behind them.
Gotcha. So I can't like jump on. I can't jump on Fargrim's shoulder and do something.
You can.
And then jump off.
I mean, you're really small, so I'm really tempted to say yes. Because you do ride on people's shoulders, but this is like a
I don't
specific
know, I don't know
act
being
thing.
I don't know because I think halflings can do that, but I don't know if it's specifically a halfling thing or if
I'm
it's a
saying
small
narratively
thing.
It makes sense for Ack, but you do lose 5 feet of movement.
That's
climbing
fine.
Up people.
That's fine. I'm gonna run up and I'm going to jump on Fargrim's shoulder.
Okay.
And look the Zangor. In the eye, and then look at the little fucker behind him in the eye, and then I'm gonna pull the black dragon mask down over my face.
Cool.
And the mouth is gonna open up, and acid is going to blast out of it.
That's
and they have to make cool. They both have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay,
that's dope as fuck.
I think I've done this once before since we got this mask.
Oop, that's not a d20.
What is it? You gotta roll. You rolled what you rolled.
No, it was a d12.
Perfect. Okay. They have a DC 15.
The Zangor passes because he has advantage.
Does anybody have anything that can give him disadvantage?
Nope.
I already gave you advantage.
Yeah, this doesn't.
And then the blue guy is probably going to die from this.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of save was it?
DC 15 dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity.
They do take half damage on a successful, so he
that
will still be taking.
That is a 14.
Okay, so he fails, and the other one still takes half damage.
Okay.
But it is 10d8 acid damage.
Damn.
That's why I was doing it.
That's legit. That would be nice on like a big group of them.
Yeah, I can do it once per day. But
is it like
these guys pissed me off?
Is it like a ranged?
It's 30 feet, straight line.
Straight line.
That's why I was asking if I was either gonna go this way or that way.
Gotcha.
But then that guy pissed me off, so I was gonna go that way.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that's 14. 14 plus 6 is 20. Plus 33.
Yeah, about. Oh, yeah.
So 49 and then 25 for half.
29. Okay. The little blue one gets fully disintegrated.
Nice.
But it's melted. It's very much melting. But like as it's melting, it releases this horrible gurgling, screaming laugh.
Oh boy.
And I'm gonna need
Not me, bro.
Feet. So that's Gregor,
yep.
Fargrim, and Kronk to make a wisdom save.
Plus two to your save, guys.
I'm so good at that.
24.
Damn it, dude.
Well, actually, no, sorry, that's 26.
Fuck yeah!
I think that's the highest wisdom save you've ever rolled.
Might be. Might be.
I got a nat 20, baby.
That's
good.
A fucking
Gregor,
eight. Fargrim, what'd you get? An 8.
What the hell, Farge?
Bro, I'm
wisdom?
I'm not wisdomous.
Fargrim, you take 4 points of psychic damage as this echoes in your head. You two are fine.
Yes. Nice.
And then for my bonus action, can I... I want to punch the Zangor in the face, but I want to flavor it as poking him in the eyes off of Farge's shoulder.
Okay.
Going for the old eye poke.
Yep.
The old John Jones maneuver.
I'm going to get advantage because my homies are up in there with me. So that's a 26 to hit.
That will hit.
Cool. And that's... 9 points of bludgeoning damage, and then I'm going to run back to my corner.
Okay. Cool. Oh, that's at the Zangor.
Yeah, it's at the Zangor.
Cool.
These guys are strong as shit.
Oh, the Zangors are, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's...
Yep.
He got melted. Dead.
Obliterated.
That's
okay.
That's good.
Anything else, Ak?
No, that should be my turn.
Okay. Fargrim, up to you.
All right. Do you want me to just use the same rolls as last time or reroll?
Sure, whatever.
All right. I'm assuming 17 is not going to hit.
17 is not going to get hit.
Okay, and then a nat 20.
That's definitely going to hit.
All right, awesome. And then on a crit roll, I get 2 extra weapon damage.
Nice, nice.
Do I get my reaction back at the reset of the turn order?
At your turn.
Okay.
Can I get
Since I spent my reaction before my turn, when my turn hit, I now have a reaction?
Because you spent it before your turn, yes.
Okay, gotcha.
You have a reaction again.
Okay. I forgot exactly how the economy of that worked for a sec. It's been a while.
I need a calculator because I'm just not.
Calculator.
Mm-hmm.
Math doobie mathin'.
That's a good roll. That's actually a really good roll. Got a couple eights in there.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
We love that.
Couple Ocho Cinco.
Oh my God.
So that's going to be 42 damage.
God damn.
Oh my.
And then going to roll like the regular secondary crit.
Oh, yeah. Bout.
Significantly lower, but.
So,
17 damage.
How would you like to kill it?
Hell yeah.
Violent.
Yeah, dude. I just wanna cut its head off and then tear those fucking tusks off because they keep stabbing me. So I'm gonna tear its tusks, or not the tusks,
horns.
The horns.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You just
I'm gonna
rip it.
I'm gonna rip those horns off and
that's
then
fucking sick. Just rip it.
Put them in a bag.
Half.
Nice.
Savage.
It's very gross.
It is.
Savage as fuck is what it is. Sick.
Cool. Victory. Okay. If someone wants to grab him. After him. Or after Fargrim, it was the Zangler's turn. It is now Krunk's turn.
See, these guys are so much easier when we all fight together.
The goat!
But yeah, when you have one guy who's able to do 70, you know, 69, 70 damage per turn actually participating.
Hey,
yeah,
oh, no. Whoa. It's got to be in melee. The conditions need to be right, which they're not now. Thank you, by the way.
I'll stab myself in the sun.
I'm going to make my 3 non-advantaged attacks. Those are actually still pretty good. Well, first one, maybe not. 17?
17.
What is the pink boy, not the Zen?
Yeah, on the pink boy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
17 is going to hit.
Hey.
Nice. So that means 22 and 24 are also going to hit.
Yep.
All right. So that puts us at 49 plus 16 is 65.
Yeah.
How would you like to kill it?
I would like to hit it with the old shield bash and then do the toss reverse grip. Ram the shadow blade into its head, and then I'm gonna fucking let go. I'm gonna rip those goddamn tendrils right off its fucking head and just rip it apart. Yeah,
you saw Fargrim.
Yeah, I was feeling motivated. Yep, Fargrim got me in the swass.
Hell yeah,
nice.
Love Farge that. Setting trends.
Room is clear. This does appear to have been a storeroom behind them.
Okay, so
room's
no other doors in there.
That Tyranid model,
no other doors.
All right, cool.
That's a hack.
All right, guys, no other doors in here. Cleared the rear.
Let's go up.
Let's focus on the three doors.
We got 3 doors over here to go.
3 doors down?
3 doors down.
We don't know.
I'm 6 feet from the edge. And I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet? Ain't so far down.
Shit's pants.
So which door do we want to go through?
First door, fuck it.
Wait, first door from the left or first door from the right?
Standing directly outside.
Okay.
What's the deal with the bozos?
They were.
Yeah, I thought they
saw the
dude.
Demons.
Actually,
what's
I will
the radius
say, yeah, it's
you?
Impossible for them. I think it's 20 feet. If you're within 20 feet, or. Let me look.
They're further than 20 feet.
Let me look it up real quick, because I know.
They are further than 20 feet.
Maybe we'll just keep.
But, I mean, it depends on if you're counting diagonals and.
Yeah, they're.
Hold on, I just let me look it up.
It doesn't really matter, but. For
no,
clarification.
But
we'll do some geometry, figure out the hypotenuse.
Right?
We'll do some geology.
We'll just have them closer to Gregor.
Rock
that way.
Composition in these floors.
They can be useful.
Yeah.
Sure.
10 feet. It's friendly creatures within 10 feet of you can't be frightened while you are conscious.
So they're definitely out of range. Then.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go over to them.
Awe-inspiring.
Okay.
I'm like, what the fuck is your deal? I thought you guys were supposed to be killing things.
No levels. Zero.
That was fucking embarrassing is what that was.
Amazing. The saints, they all, like, fall prone.
Get the fuck up.
I literally got to grab them
now
by the back.
Now is not the time.
Like, the back of their shirts and pick them up.
I know we're cool, but not the time.
Like, I know that I'm him, but you also should kind of step it up and be you. You picking up what I'm putting down?
The saints have saved us from demons.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, we're just getting started.
The saints.
I'm capped out. I can't level up anymore, so you gotta get some levels in. You feel me?
So here
I say we send them to those 5 Zangler that were up on top of the tower.
So here's my thing, right? If you guys are not gonna be useful to us, fucking leave.
We are here to record the tales of the saints, to aid the saints.
Got a fucking party full of bards over here.
Oh my fuck.
All right.
Wait, you're writing stuff down?
No, we have an oral tradition. We've
shut
over
the fuck
this.
Up.
Guys,
all right, let's go to the
door. Let's go to the next room.
All right. I'm going to open the door that's by me.
Gregor is not having any of it
if
right now.
If it's locked, I will check it for traps and unlock it.
I thought
it's not locked.
Badasses.
It opens up.
Let's check it for traps.
People.
It is a very small little private room, maybe for one of the higher monks. It is currently absolutely trashed.
Nice.
Oh. Is there anything interesting looking?
No, not
you.
Really.
No other doors.
No, like, paperweights? No.
It's just empty?
It's been pretty thoroughly desecrated. There's not much left. Everything's, like, there's, like, shiny shattered glass. If that's something Ack wants.
Could shit on the floor.
I'll go to the second, yeah.
Second
I'll shit on the floor and then go to the second door.
Okay. The second room.
Scat.
Skip it down.
I'll check it for traps and then unlock it if necessary and then...
Barge just being a goddamn unit.
Wide.
too big for these halls.
Too big for these hoes.
It's accurate.
That second room is the largest bedroom you've seen. This does appear to have been, from the bloodstains on the wall and the fact that it's not been fully desecrated, this may have been Aberforth's room. Scouring around, you do see
I'm also going in. Does he have anything interesting?
Give me an investigation.
Anything for me to remember him by? Non-desecrated.
Anyone that wants to can roll investigation in this room.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, he's dead, so.
19?
Kind of no point.
19? Okay.
Well, investigating like the things he had.
Yeah.
Oh, it's only a 10.
That's only a 6.
Okay. Fire room.
In the hallway talking to the
bozos. You find a really cool feather. That may have been an albatross feather.
Okay. I'm gonna put it in my mohawk.
Cool.
Just gonna stick a feather in there.
Everyone else, this is a feather pillow feather.
Oh.
Nice.
Very cool.
Krong, what'd you roll?
10.
10. You find a couple personal effects. There's a like a older, kind of like maybe not as gaudy as the one you saw on him more recently, but maybe like his first holy symbol of Manon.
I would take that.
There's a couple scattered seashells. Ak, you find his diary. It's like this very like scroll. Like there, it was a, like a really nice leather wrapped book. It's kind of like hidden half under his mattress. The beginning, it's his journey as a cleric. It's him finding his faith, joining the convent, kind of raising up through the ranks until he's assigned to Sartosa. And then the very end, it's just him trying to process and keep his faith with everything that has been happening to him and all of the horrors he was enduring at the end. All
right, I'm gonna put that in my bag for now.
Okay.
And Krunk, are you taking his symbol?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was gonna. Does he have any other like symbols of Manon or anything like that that are in here?
You want to trade?
Sure. If you want to
get
the book.
A book, I know you don't like reading, but you like stuff.
I
don't.
But I figured I'd at least hold on to it. But yeah.
Okay.
You know, I could at least have something to remember.
Yeah. Here you go. Trade you the symbol for
his symbol might have. You know, his temple might have fallen to demons, but he seemed like an all right dude. He put up with my bullshit for like a while.
We'll see if there's any useful information in this diary.
All right, so you can have a diary. I'll take his. A symbol of Manon.
Okay. Yeah.
Diary of a Madman.
Intriguing. All right. Dip is in the ship.
Third room.
I'm just going to push those guys out of the way.
Also not locked.
Hello.
This is just another small sleeping area. Pretty heavily destroyed.
Okay.
But a lot empty. Of fluid, a lot of blood.
Fluid.
Got a lot of fluid.
Symbols of Zinch, scrawled and carved into the wall.
Kind of fluid.
That's about all I need to do.
Get a fluid. Yeah. Can I get a fluid chair?
Bioluminescent blood. Mixed with human blood.
Bioluminescent.
So mixed with zombie semen. Blood.
What the heck?
Mixed with other blood.
So much semen.
I hate it. All right, so this whole space has been fully cleared.
Yep.
You guys want to go?
We got that far door.
Far door?
Sure.
Yeah, let's mayo the outside of this door.
And mayo the door. Gregor, get the mayo.
Yeah, we'd be
mayo
done with
these
it.
Doors.
I'm going to mayo the doors.
Be done with
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
And move on.
Okay.
I'll be right behind Ak as he
tries. I'm going to try to mage hand from a distance the door. Is it locked?
It is locked.
Okay, so I will approach. I will unlock it. Oh, I'm going to check it for traps first.
Roll.
Am I rolling investigation or perception? Investigation.
Investigation.
17 plus 5 is 22.
There are no traps.
Cool. I will unlock it.
Okay. Roll to unlock.
That is a 17.
The door swings open. And in behind it, you see darkness. And in the darkness, we'll find out what's happening next time on Drop Dice. Oh, that's
crazy. I'm gonna say I have dark vision. Actually, before I did all that, could I have gone over and spent 2 key points to give Gregor dark vision? It is a spell that I have that costs 2 key points to cast.
Yeah, well, you guys were
so ready. For the next 8 hours, Gregor has dark vision.
Nice.
Now you just gotta remember that next time.
Yep. I won't.
Nope.
Yep.
Until all of a sudden, well, he might not even clock it that he can see because he was so used to being able to see. I don't know.
I mean, you would have seen Greg or Ack come over.
Come up and tap me.
He would come over. He would hop on your shoulder. He would do some Naruto hand signs.
Would Ack know that Gregor wouldn't have dark vision as a human?
If I would have heard him talk
about that. I was talking about how like everything looks different.
So I'm gonna go over to Gregor. I'm going to turn his head so he's looking at me. I'm going to do some Naruto jutsu hand signs.
You're gonna spit
and then
in
my
eyes.
Fingers are going to glow a little bit. And I'm gonna very gently poke him in the eyes. But instead of it hurting, he can now see in the dark.
And still hurting.
And it still hurts a little bit.
It's like someone else putting your contacts in. Like,
it hurts, but that sounds awful. No. Oh, my God. Someone else putting your contacts
in? That'd be wild.
Yeah.
Actually, when I first started wearing contacts, the lady at the eye doctor place put my contacts in. So it's not, if you know what you're doing, it's probably not bad.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's,
I
mean, if you're it's
an ophthalmologist,
fine.
It's probably not too bad.
Yeah, but like me doing it to Gregor.
No. You misjudge the distance. So like it's very gentle, but it's a little too much.
That's fine. He'll get over it.
Yeah. But you don't take any damage.
Right? Now you can see in the dark.
Incredible. I hope that's permanent.
Can see my failures.
It's 8 hours. Clearly.
I would like to say kudos to Amber. That was a super cool session.
That was really cool.
And as wild as the consequences of that decision were.
That was very zinchy.
I think it was totally appropriate for like the circumstances and like a super fitting like result. So
I was curious what you were going to
well
offer.
Done and really
and
cool.
Well, the thing that was throwing me for a loop was like, I don't have any of my stuff, so I can't offer any of my items.
Yep, mm-hmm. That was kind of the point.
Yeah, so I was like,
try to put you in a predicament.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I was trying to. I was trying to think of something I could offer that I wouldn't really care about.
I was like,
10 years of Ack's life is not something Ack really cares of because he's already lived about as long as most kobold skinks do.
In hindsight, I should have done that because Gregor doesn't really like. He's not anticipating surviving this mission.
Exactly. So. That's why I was like, 10 years of my life? Easy.
My question is...
Now I got the fucking flesh change.
If they were to offer, like, a secret or something like a dark, like...
I'm trying to give you nothing.
I don't know, like...
Like a truth.
Yeah. A dark truth. Like, would they have taken that?
Maybe
that's what I was thinking.
Fargrim can grab it and
I don't. I don't want to. I'm not planning on it. I was just kind
of
curious.
That's what I was thinking about doing, but I couldn't think of anything good. Yeah. And like the other thing I was thinking of offering was like Ack's like ability to juggle, but I figured they would just take away my like acrobatics ability.
Just cut off your hand. Would probably lose more fingers. To
exactly.
That. Yeah.
So
nubs.
You made a greater demon of Tzeentch go. You sure about that? You sure about that?
You sure about that?
Sure about that. That was fucking great, though. That was super cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, he didn't make a greater demon of Tzeentch do that. He made Amber the DM do that.
You sure about that?
Well, anyways, thanks for watching.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks to our sponsors.
Yes.
Stay blessed.
Thanks to our patrons.
Get your government.
Buy from them. They make good products and they're good people. And
both of them.
Peace. Both
it's pretty nice. And, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Like 99%
Fan Roll makes
USA.
Great dice.
Yeah. As far as their supplements, any ingredient that is able to be sourced in the USA is. Because there are certain herbs and stuff that only grow overseas. Mm-hmm. Those, obviously, you can't get them here. But anything that is able to be sourced from the U.S. is sourced from the U.S.
And they're just also good people behind
them. They are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And FanRoll is also pretty cool, and they have great dice and other dice accessories.
That's right.
So you should definitely use them and use our code listed below in the description. Because why wouldn't you? It's basically free
save
money.
Save you money on stuff you want to buy.
They have a lot of holiday dice calendars. Like they had one for Valentine's Day, which this episode obviously came out after that. But it was cool.
Yeah.
Fun. And then the patrons.
Yeah.
The patrons.
We love you. You're wonderful people.
All y'all.
Appreciate y'all.
Air one of you.
All right. And we'll catch you next time, guys.
You're good people. Yeah. I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining our call.
I love you.
So you went from get out to I love you.
Gotta keep them on their toes. Gotta keep them on their toes, man.